No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We got quite a bit to talk about today. We have injury report stuff on the Chiefs front as well as the Eagles front. We have some roster additions. There was a trade. There was a signing. And then, of course, the Jalen Carter story of the week, the headline. What was the ramifications going to be for Jalen Carter? Was it going to be a fine? Was it going to be a suspension? We will break all of that down as well. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. Bring the Philly Pod to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. Happy Friday to all of you. Enjoy the last day of the week with the weekend coming up. Eagles and Chiefs Super Bowl rematch. Exciting time. Jalen has a chance to have the Chiefs to start 0-2. I'm sure the league will do all they can to try and make sure that does not happen. I'm not a big conspiracy guy, but we all know the Kansas City Chiefs and their relationship with the officials. But it looks like the league is going to at least make sure the Eagles have Jalen Carter, because that was up in the air as well. But as far as the league is concerned, Jalen Carter served his suspension. Time served, they said, Jalen Carter, because they announced this week that Jalen Carter will not miss any additional time after spitting on Dak Prescott in the season opener. Jalen Carter was fined $57,222, one game check, pretty much my annual salary. I mean, that's a lot of money. was fined a game check, and his ejection in the game, since he did not play a snap, it will serve as the one game suspension that the league landed on as punishment. Nick Sirianni said that any discipline decisions from the Eagles themselves will be kept in house. I doubt that it is going to be a situation where Jalen Carter is like going to be off the field for the first series or extended time. They want to be able to play game. They want to be able to win games, so they want Jalen Carter on the field for that. Jalen Hurts has said he's spoken to him. Jordan Davis said that Jalen Carter has apologized for his actions, and you know, Vic Fangio said that he has to lead with his actions, not really his words, and to make sure that situations like this don't happen again. Like I said on the pod prior, no excuse for that stuff, regardless of who was the antagonizer in the situation, who started it, you know, who finished it, whatever. Jalen Carter has to be more mindful in those situations. You can't act out, because actions like that, they stick with you. Now he's going to have the reputation of, oh, he's the guy that spits on players. Oh, he's a bad this, this, and that. That's going to stick with him for a little bit. But as long as Jalen Carter recognizes the mistake and puts it behind him, I think we can all get on board with that. But the league at least did their part, made sure that Jalen Carter wasn't going to serve any additional suspensions. That ejection will serve as the suspension. I see a lot of Chiefs fans up in arms like, of course they're going to make sure Jalen Carter is this. If they're doing this for Jalen Carter, why can't Rashee Rice play, since he missed a whole bunch of time last year? He missed time due to injury. So that's not really time served, because you were hurt anyway. You weren't going to play regardless. But the Chiefs are short-sighted, and they want to start pointing at excuses as it is. But as crazy as that sounds, Xavier Worthy might be available in this game as well after he got blasted by Travis Kelce on that crossing route. Pick play, whatever the case was, Travis Kelce wasn't deep enough on his route, ran through Xavier Worthy, dislocated shoulder. And we all thought that Worthy was going to be out for quite a few weeks, but he was a limited participant in practice yesterday. So we'll see what the Friday injury report looks like. But if Worthy can play, that's a big deal for the Chiefs, because without them, it's like Hollywood Brown and some other guys that aren't really, you know, top-tier receivers. They really need Worthy because Rashee Rice isn't in the lineup currently. So we'll see. Maybe Adoree. Vic Fangio says Adoree's still going to be the starter, at least for this week. So we thought Adoree would maybe have a chance to redeem himself against a less-than-wide receiver corpse. But if Xavier Worthy is going to be healthy, or at least have healthy enough to play, then Quinyon would probably be on him, and then Adoree would be responsible for Hollywood Brown, who did have 10 catches last week. I mean, he's no scoff in his own right. He was pretty good in Baltimore. Didn't come through for Lamar a bunch of times, but he's serviceable in Kansas City, and he's no slouch. He's able to catch some passes. Juju Smith-Schuster is over there as well. That's a guy who's been cut, released, brought back the whole nine, but Juju's over there at receiver as well. They have Pacheco, Kareem Hunt in the backfield, but I think that, you know, Xavier Worthy gives them a much-needed boost on offense, and it's a big, even if he's 70%, he gives them some much needed juice on offense. So we'll keep an eye on that front for the Kansas City Chiefs. While we're on the topic of injuries, Dallas Goedert status for week two up in the air with this phantom knee sprain that he suffered in last week's win. It's not considered to be long term, but there's a good chance he could miss this game with it, was the last I heard. And this was the reservation the Eagles had during their contract negotiations with Goedert during the offseason. You know, he's guaranteed to miss time each year. He never finishes the whole season. And now, as early as week two, he might not be available, and we'll have to rely on Calcaterra and Kylan Granson, who was kind of the makeshift fullback without Ben Van Sumeren, since he's out for the year now. So now they're going to have to shift some pieces around if Dallas Goedert is not going to be available. And now you have to tweak the offense now. So what's going to happen in the passing game? Is it going to be more focus on A.J. Brown? There should be more focus on A.J. Brown. We're going to be able to use Devontae more. I think we're going to see a bigger passing game this game against the Kansas City Chiefs. I think it was last season, Devontae didn't have a single catch. One of these years, I forget, Devontae didn't have a single catch in a game, and then the next game he went ballistic and had like 150 yards. So we'll see if that trend continues in week two, because there's been a lot said about A.J. Brown right now. Reporters interviewed A.J. Brown, and A.J. Brown says, look, man, I'm just responsible for what I can do, and this, and that. He did have the one catch that set up a third down conversion for the Eagles last week. A.J. Brown said that, they zoned me the whole game. I couldn't create separation. I'm not hurt. It was just the game plan drew up against me. And then people are taking that and saying, oh, does that mean Jalen Hurts can't read the zone? Can he not get AJ the ball when it's zone coverage? And now that narrative is out there. So it's all tiresome. It's all tedious. It's at the point now where Colin Cowherd is up on his show talking about, hey, keep an eye on AJ Brown's body language this week. Don't be surprised if he gets traded to the Patriots. And now we're starting this whole story about him and the Patriots, and AJ wants out, and AJ's not happy, and AJ wants more targets, and all this and that. I challenge anybody that thinks that the Eagles can move off AJ Brown, even if there was a world, even if there was a reality that AJ Brown wanted to be moved from the Philadelphia Eagles. It is not financially conceivable, because if you look up this man's cap hits in 2024, you trade this man $73 million cap hit. Well, that was last season. I'm sorry. If you moved him last year, $73 million cap hit. You move him this season, $89 million cap hit. If you trade AJ Brown, even if you want to trade him next season in 2026, $49.5 million cap hit. They are not trading AJ Brown. They're not interested in trading AJ Brown. They have not entertained trading AJ Brown. And even if they came to a decision like, hey, we'll put out feelers, we'll see what people want, you cannot financially endure trading AJ Brown. So people need to stop. And every time AJ doesn't have a big game, I understand one catch, 8 yards, not good for optics, not good for fantasy owners. Everyone's mad, everyone's upset. Probably AJ himself is a little frustrated, because you want the ball, you want to help your team win. Other than blocking, AJ does a good job blocking, but he doesn't get overly excited about it. Now everyone's saying he wants out. And as long as they will, maybe people are like, oh, winning's not enough for AJ now. He's already won the Super Bowl now. He won stats. I don't think that's the case either. But it's just, we're in week two, and all this is already a story. So it is all just pretty insane. But without Dallas Goedert, that brings me to my point that without Dallas Goedert, there might be some more looks for AJ Brown. That's all I'm getting at to this point. So we'll keep an eye on the status of Dallas Goedert. We'll see what the injury report says today. I'm recording this at 11:45 this morning. We'll see what the status will be when the injury report comes out today. Now I want to talk about the additions the Eagles made this week. Some exciting ones. Tank Bigsby, running back out of Jacksonville. The Eagles acquired him in exchange for 2026 fifth and sixth round picks. When people talk about holes on the Eagles roster, you don't think about running back because the room is headlined by Saquon Barkley, brought in A.J. Dillon. You have Will Shipley, who was hurt. Fractured ribs, Will Shipley. So we don't know how long he's going to be out for. But apparently this didn't factor into the acquisition of Tank Bigsby, says the Eagles. But Bigsby, former third-round pick in the 2023 draft, just 24 years old, rushed for 766 yards and 7 touchdowns last season. He came into the year thinking that it would be a split backfield in Jacksonville with Travis Etienne. That's kind of what it was last season in that shit show that was over there with the Jaguars. Him and Etienne were splitting backfield duties, and he thought that was going to be the situation coming into this year. But Etienne pretty much seized the starting role. He had 143 yards in the season opener, and it was pretty clear that he wasn't going to be featured in Liam Cohen's new offense. I picked up Etienne in fantasy because I was like, if Liam Cohen can make Etienne a version of Bucky Irving like Liam did in Tampa last year, then maybe Etienne will look similarly to that, and I can take him. And now I have Etienne, so stock is rising for Travis Etienne. But that made Tank Bigsby expendable, and now he's here in Philadelphia. But the Eagles, more so than a runner, the Eagles are much more interested in him as a kick returner. Bigsby averaged 32.5 yards per kick return last season. And with the NFL's new kickoff format, moving touchbacks from the 35-yard line to the 30-yard line now, teams are purposely kicking the ball just in front of the end zone. So now you have to return the ball and you have to factor in field position. We saw the situation in the Monday night game and how decisions to bring things out of the end zone and stuff like that and be on the other side of the 2-minute warning. We saw that play a factor in that Vikings-Bears game. So the Eagles want to get better in every single facet. They want to make sure that we have the edge, even in special teams. We saw them work out a left-footed punter yesterday because the Chiefs have a left-footed punter and they wanted the returners to get a feel of what a punt is like coming to you off the left foot. That is how determined the Eagles are to winning games. The Eagles were 23rd in kickoff return average last season, so obviously they want to get better in that area. So intrigued to see what Tank Bigsby can do in the return game. He said that he treats it like a big running play. It's a chance to get out in the open field. You get better vision. We'll see what he has to offer. And that dropped a kick return in his first practice. Saw that video going around, so that was not good. But it's his first practice jitters. You can't make too much of that. But as a tailback, Tank Bigsby offers downhill running ability. He averaged 4.6 yards per carry, forced 46 missed tackles last year. So definitely has some juice in the running game as well. Can spell Saquon Barkley if he, you know, gets factored into that rotation with A.J. Dillon. No Will Shipley for the time being. And the financial aspect of it, under contract for 2 more seasons and accounts for only $2.5 million in salary, not even guaranteed. So Howie has a treasure chest of draft picks. He can go out and get a talent like Tank Bigsby, who the Jaguars clearly didn't see in their long-term plans, didn't have him factored into the offense this year. It's the Travis Etienne show over there now. So any Tank Bigsby owners out there, drop him now, because unless Saquon gets hurt, he is not going to be a heavily used guy in the offense. So interesting stuff on that front. The other addition the Eagles made this week, they signed free agent pass rusher Za'Darius Smith on last Friday after the Thursday night game. Za'Darius Smith said he almost signed last Tuesday, but he wanted to see the team perform first. Apparently, he made the team like try out for him. Like, let me see you play first, and then I'll make my decision. So that's interesting. Or I think the Eagles said hold off and we'll get it taken care of next week. Either case, he was almost here before week one, but they got the deal done after that game. But Za'Darius Smith had been a productive guy for a long time. He had 9 sacks last year between 2 teams. He was traded from the Browns to the Lions last season and produced fairly well. And he knows Agbo Okorakwo on the team. He said that Agbo gave him some good information about the Eagles, spoke highly of the culture, so that made Za'Darius Smith interested in coming here as well over some other NFC contenders. But now he's playing on a 6th team, proved he can produce in a variety of different schemes. So Smith can certainly get after the quarterback. He's probably going to be their best power rusher because Jalix and Nolan Smith are more finesse rushers. And I think Za'Darius Smith can get after the quarterback based off his power alone Had some Pro Bowl seasons. He had a couple with the Packers and his most recent one with the Vikings in 2022. For his career, 69 career sacks, 173 QB hits, 85 tackles for loss, 10 forced fumbles. And when you have guys like Ty Robinson and Azeez Ojulari as healthy scratches, you got to bring in some guys in here who can produce at a high level. So they clearly wanted to make sure that Za'Darius Smith got in here, and that's a pretty good addition for the Philadelphia Eagles. He's the most experienced player. I think he's the oldest player on the defense by a wide margin now. So definitely the oldest edge rusher, because Nolan was the oldest. So that's awesome. Nolan, Jalix Hunt, they didn't get a single sack on Dak Prescott. Of course, Jalen Carter wasn't playing, so that factors into the equation as well. But no sacks on Dak Prescott. Vic Fangio doesn't like seeing that. Howie Roseman certainly doesn't like seeing that. Go ahead, get Za'Darius Smith in here, and that is some interesting stuff on that front as well. Speaking of potential additions, the Eagles worked out quite a few players this week. The one that caught a lot of attention, other than Quez Watkins in that mix, it was Quez Watkins, it was KJ Osborne, there were some other names. But the one that caught everyone's attention, the one that was reported before the rest of the group, was cornerback Mike Hilton. And the reason why that is interesting, because not only are the Eagles still looking around for additional cornerbacks while Adoree tries to figure himself out, it looks like they are potentially looking into moving Cooper DeJean outside. Now, I don't know if this is an actual consideration internally, but Mike Hilton, the fact that they specifically looked at Mike Hilton, who has played exclusively through in the slot throughout his career, has barely played any boundary corner. If he signed here, he would basically either be the Avante Maddox role, like come in here and spell Cooper DeJean when he's being used elsewhere, and you can use Mike Hilton. Or they want a guy who can come in here, perform in the slot, so that they can take a look at Cooper DeJean outside. Is the best option at cornerback two Cooper DeJean at this point? Is that the best solution if they can't get another guy? If they don't trade for somebody like Denzel Ward, if they don't sign Asante Samuel Jr. when he has his final medical checkup in October, but you can't wait for that. If you don't consider outside options, are you going to just say, hey, Cooper might be our best option? But then you run the risk of getting worse at two positions. You're getting worse at slot corner, and you're still trying to figure out the CB2 position. Is it worth the gamble? If Cooper can perform out there, because that's where he basically played at college, if he can perform out there and he locks it down to him and Quinyon are your outside corners of the future, then that bodes well, and you can kind of have a guy in the slot who can tackle well. Mike Hilton, a very good tackler. They haven't signed him to this point. They had to work out days ago, so maybe it's something they're not interested in at the moment. But it does tell me that maybe internally they're discussing pushing Cooper DeJean outside. I don't know how on board I am with it. Vic Fangio said himself that he would prefer to keep him in the slot. So that is all interesting stuff to keep an eye on as well. I know from a financial perspective, Cooper would love to play outside. They get paid exponentially more than slot corners do. Derek Stingley just got $30 million a year. So if Cooper's like, hey, man, I want that money, I want this little nickel money, get me out there on the outside. But all stuff to keep an eye on. But very exciting stuff for the Eagles this week. Tank Bigsby, good stuff. Za'Darius Smith, good stuff. Dallas Goedert, hurt already. Jalen Carter, available for week 2. We will break down that entire game on Monday when the Eagles hopefully move on to 2-0 and Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs fall to 0-2. That would be a very exciting time. Super Bowl rematch, Jalen Hurts, Pat Mahomes. The first time two quarterbacks have defeated each other in the Super Bowl and now face each other again. I think I saw that set somewhere. Best rivalry in football at now. Mahomes finally has a rival, a worthwhile one, and it's Jalen Hurts. It's not Josh Allen, as good as he looked. It's not Lamar Jackson. It is Jalen Hurts. Fun stuff, guys. Thank you for checking out this episode of the Philly Pod. I am your host, as always, Victor Williams. Follow me on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod, Twitter, Instagram, all that fun stuff. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else gets your shows, and follow all my written work at Eagles Wire on USA Today. I will catch you guys on Monday. Enjoy your weekend, guys. Go Birds. Peace out from the Philly Pod.
The Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $300 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $300 into something bigger when you bet on money lines, spread, totals, player props.
$300 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Power up fall projects with Ego at Lowe's. Every tool delivers power beyond belief. So whether it's leaves, limbs, or lawn cleanup, count on Ego to deliver the power, performance, and innovation you need. And now for a limited time, save up to $60 on select blowers, chainsaws, and pole saws. Shop Ego today at Lowe's. Offers valid through 10-1 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.